Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Engelberg Golf Club in Lincolndale, New York, Westchester Talk Radio presents Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf to benefit two charities today, Manhattanville College and Achilles International. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Nice to have you along with us today. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is. Mixmaster Matt, Matty K, and ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, what a beautiful day for golf we've had today. Englebrook, in case you're not familiar with it, it's a 20-year-old private club built in the mold of some of the storied clubs in Westchester from golf's golden era. And did you know, by the way, that Golf Digest named Englebrook one of the 16 best courses in New York State? In fact, it's the 16th best overall. It really is a beautiful place. And joining us today, my very first two guests, who are, of course, the host for this event, Arch Global Advisors. We have two guests. First of all, we have Akhil Kumar, who is a partner with Arch Global Advisors. And to his right is Shiraz Iftikhar. He's the managing partner with Arch Global. Good to have you gentlemen with us today.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Well, let's talk about this. It's been a beautiful day for golf. Again, it's the second year that you have done this event. Kumar, tell us about that, Akhil.
That's correct. This is our second year hosting the event. We had a great year last year. This year, we've actually added on a number of golfers. We are at Englebrook Golf Club today. We had a nice participation, over 60 golfers here today. And we're looking forward to a great evening ahead of us.
Yeah, last year, you said you had 40 golfers for the first event. This year, you had more participation this year. And again, as we just said at the very top, you have two wonderful charities I'd like to focus on today. One that's near and dear to your heart, Akhil, which is Manhattanville College. Let's start with that. You've been involved with your alma mater for, 17 years now?
Absolutely. Since graduating Manhattanville, I've been close with the Manhattanville community since. We have been in and out with different events, but we really wanted to focus on the Manhattanville charity for the golf outing. Being an athlete myself, going through the program, I know how tough it is for some of these institutions to raise funds for their athletic programs. This is a great way for us to give back to the community, make sure that we are helping the next generation behind us, and it's important to do so.
So, again, a lot of the funds raised for this, of course, will help go to one of those charities, again, Manhattanville. Again, you graduated, what year did you graduate from there?
2003.
And you've been willing to give back to the school. I mean, obviously been very, very good to you.
Absolutely. I wanted to make sure we give back to what brought me to New York City in the first place.
Well, Shiraz, let's bring you in. Again, we talked about not just Manhattanville College is not the only charity, but also Achilles International. That's new for this year. How did that come about? Did you approach them or did they approach you? How did that come about?
So, Jim, I've been working with Achilles International for a couple of years now. I've been a volunteer guide with them for a few years. And they do an excellent job in providing services, structure to disabled individuals, not just only children, but adults as well. And one of the other segments that I think is very powerful about them is the help that they provide to war veterans. The war veterans that come back with disabilities, they have provided a structure for them to prepare them for the next stage of their life. And seeing that influenced us to bring them as one of the charities that we want to support for this year.
So what it does, it kind of helps them get back into the mainstream of life after they've been out in the field? That's what they do?
Absolutely. So one of the things that they do effectively is they're going to these hospitals and they're looking at people with disabilities and asking them not just to come out and do runs with them, triathlons with them, marathons with them, but also they have a structure where they help these people with disabilities to gain self-confidence, become a part of the society, and become an effective citizen of the society. One of the things that they do quite actively is they host triathlons. They have, I believe they have 200 or 300 runners running in the New York City Marathon this year. So that's something that they do quite effectively.
If I remember correctly, so you've done some running? You've done some distant, long distance running, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. So I've run three New York marathons. I've run a Chicago marathon. I'm running two marathons this year as well, Chicago marathon and Philly marathon. And Achilles has asked me to possibly be a guide in their Chicago marathon for next month. So one of my and that's a big responsibility, because now I have to not just only finish the marathon, but also make sure that one of the athletes with disability, that I'm there to support them throughout that 26.2-mile run.
Now, again, for those of you who just tuned in, again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Engelberg Golf Club, which is hosting the second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf. The previous year, I believe, Akil was in Rye. You moved it to this site this particular year. Let's, again, do a little bit about your company for those who may not know what Arch Global Advisors is and what you do, if you may. Shiraz, why don't you chime in with that?
So thank you, Jim, for this opportunity. Arch Global Advisors was created back in 2007. This year is an important year for us because we reached a milestone of our 10-year anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We also took the initiative of starting a new office in Westchester as well, so all our clients now can be serviced through that office. One of the important part, or I should say one of the important reasons that we wanted to create this company back in 2007 is because being a part of other companies in the wealth management industry, we did see a lot of flaws, we did see a lot of conflict of interest, and we wanted to make sure that when we create a structure under the Arch Global umbrella, that we can possibly eliminate majority of those conflict of interest. So one of the things that we have done effectively is help families, help our clients, help companies fulfill some of their short-term goals, also work towards their long-term goals. And under the Arch Global umbrella, as said, the clients that we have is part of our family, and that's how we treat them.
So you saw the need to expand in Westchester, that is looking to go beyond where you were before?
Absolutely. Westchester has been one of those markets where we've had a number of clients come in over the last few years, and we have actively serviced the Westchester market. Akil is a local resident of Westchester as well. So that prompted us to make sure that we can get more involved in the Westchester market. And that was one of our reasons that we started this office.
And again, either one of you can answer this question. So by having the event here in Somers this year in Lincolndale, that's able to increase your visibility. That's more as a company as you try to expand into Westchester, either one of you.
Absolutely, Jim. That was the whole idea. We wanted to make sure we have a presence here locally, as Shiraz mentioned, and the idea here is to get more and more visibility in the Westchester community. We've been very prominent in New York City and the surrounding boroughs. Wanted to make sure Arch Global Advisors gets on the map here in Westchester County as well.
Now, again, as we move into the evening, of course, you have some honorees. We're going to talk to, I guess, a couple of them later on as well. We should mention that, too. And really, it's just been a wonderful day. I mean, the turnout has been fantastic. Have you gotten good feedback from people who came to this day of golf today? What you have?
So the feedback has been great so far. This is our second year hosting this event. And I do think that beside the fact that the weather was great out today, we avoided all the hurricanes around the country. But the more important part is that all the attendees realize and understand the importance of supporting these charities. Everyone has been quite excited about that. These two organizations, Manhattanville and Achilles, have done a tremendous job in their market segments for a number of years. And I'm happy to see that all the attendees understand the significance of these two organizations and came out and supported us. One of the other things that prompted us to start these golf outings, charity golf outings last year, is because Arch Global Advisors has had an excellent run, even through the Great Recession over the last few years. And I think we came to a point where we realized the importance of giving back to our community. And this is our way of letting our clients, letting our community know that we will always be actively involved in supporting them. And we will do as much as we can in order to make sure that we're there for them.
All right. And we just want to make mention, as we look around the room, there's a silent auction going on, too. So I guess the money coming from that will also help these charities as well as part of this auction. Is that correct? Yes? Either one of you, as far as the silent auction, as any money raised for that goes to help the charities also, yes?
Absolutely. So everything, I would say every single cent that we're raising here goes to the charities. Manhattanville and Achilles International both will be able to take advantage of that. We have some amazing items that were donated to us. One of the most prominent items that I see here is a shoe of Shaquille O'Neal. Some of the sports memorabilia is here. We've got other amazing items that are being auctioned off. And all the proceeds will be going to these two organizations.
All right. Akhil, Shiraz, thanks so much for joining us. Outstanding job today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Again, we've been speaking with Akhil Kumar and his partner, Shiraz Iftekhar. They are with Arch Global Advisors, which is hosting the second annual Day of Golf this year here at Engelbert Golf Club in Lincolndale. We're going to step aside and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Engelbert Golf Club in Lincolndale. We're here for the second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf. It's to benefit two charities today, Manhattanville College and Achilles International. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. I want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.B. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Mixmaster Matty K. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, WestchesterTalk.com. Talk Radio. And joining us right now, we're pleased to have the honoree of the year here for this Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf. I'm very pleased to have along with us today. He's Dr. Ijaz Ahmad. He's a board-certified cardiologist who's been named one of New York's top doctors for 2017, and also he's an honoree for this year for his humanitarian and philanthropic efforts in both the U.S. and Pakistan. Dr. Ahmad, thanks for joining us today. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
Well, tell us more about your efforts. Pakistan, that's your home country, right?
Yes, I'm originally from Pakistan.
And again, both the U.S. and Pakistan, what specifically have you done?
I am doing cardiology. I'm doing practice in cardiology here in New York. And also I'm building a hospital in Pakistan. And in New York, I have urgent care and also medical specialty services which we provide to underserved areas.
And so when did you first get interested in the medical field, wanting to become a doctor? Let's go back when it all started for you.
That's a long story. When I was in the school, I was inspired how the doctors treat patients and, you know, get rid of the diseases to help others. These kind of things inspired me, and I wanted to be a doctor. And I wanted to come to U.S. to learn how to become a doctor here, because that was the best one doctor I have seen in my life. He was from America. So that's why I came here and got training here.
Also, I just saw in your background there, in addition to your work and your charitable activities, you're also the proud father of three children, and also You're also a noted vocalist who fuses Western singing traditions with a classical and modern Pakistani style. Tell us about that. That's another talent you have?
Yeah, I used to sing in medical school, and I never had time after that, but now these days, whenever I have time, I am working on singing, mostly doing Indian kind of Pakistani style singing. I have made like 8 songs of my own, which are available on YouTube and Facebook and stuff.
Now let's talk about one of the charities you are getting involved with, and they are one of the two represented here tonight, which is Achilles International. You've done a little work with them. What have you done so far with them? You said you look to work with them a lot more.
Yeah, so Achilles International, actually I saw they are training athletes with disabilities. This is something very close to my heart. My son, who is disabled, he's autistic. When I found out about Achilles, help disabled kids and athletes, I wanted to get involved. And I supported them, and I'm looking forward to work more with them. This was their annual event, and they asked me to support it, and I'm very happy and glad to be here.
So you're looking to get more involved with Achilles over a period of time, more than you've had before?
Exactly. That's what I want to do. Myself and my son, we want to get ourselves involved in this. And we are also, paying for some of the services what they are providing to other athletes with disabilities.
I want to talk a little about something that you've created. You created what's called Community Relief Foundation, CRF. And what that is, it gives generously to a wide range of local charities. You've done some work with that as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have done a lot of charities here under the Community Relief Foundation. One of the recent charity event we had with that was Island Harvest. They provide millions of tons of food to poor people living in Long Island, people who cannot afford or buy food. So I am involved in that Island Harvest. Plus, I'm doing the services for poor patients who don't have insurances, and having urgent care and giving free services, free patient care, and some of the patients who need medicine, help them with that.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's certainly a need here in our country with the people needing health care, and really all around the world. It is a global problem, right? A global issue with that.
Yes. So the area where I'm from, originally people even don't have, a lot of people don't have drinking water, no health care.
Basic needs, right?
Yeah. Basic needs are lacking. So that's why I'm doing most of my work here and some of my work back home from where I am, Pakistan.
All right. Well, Dr. Ahmad, you're doing a great job. Congratulations on all of your honors. Thanks for having us here tonight. Appreciate
Thank you for it. Having me. Thank
all right.
You.
Enjoy the evening, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Ijaz Ahmad. Again, he is the 2017 honoree this year for the second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf, and also has been named one of New York's top doctors for 2017 also as well. Thanks for having us with us. Again, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from Engelbrook Golf Club here in Lincolndale. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Engelbrook Golf Club here in Lincolndale. We're here for the second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf. It's to benefit two charities, Manhattanville College and Achilles International. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, India Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Yes, indeed, Maddie Cahan. Just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Now joining me, my latest guest, one of the many participants here of this annual day of golf. He's an avid golfer himself, and his name is Steve Powers. But in addition to being an avid golfer, he is also a DJ and music producer who travels all over the country. Steve, good to have you with us here today.
Thanks for being here.
How'd you guys do today?
I think we did pretty good. Put up some good numbers, couple good streaks of birdies, an eagle. I'd be shocked if we didn't win this thing. But then again, I don't know everybody, so there could be some cheaters in the bunch. But we put up some good scores out there. So
this is such a beautiful course. My first time being here. Mm-hmm. Have you played this golf course before?
I actually came with Shiraz a couple weeks ago. And got to play, so it was good to be familiar with it. It's a beautiful course, and the guys did an amazing job today. It was great conditions. I'd come back here anytime. I loved it. It was great.
Well, how'd you find the course? Was it very challenging for you? How'd you see like from the back nine to the front nine?
I think the back nine was a little bit tougher. Overall, the course was a little wet, so you could kind of go at the pins a little bit more, but. It was great. Weather was great. There was a threat of rain a couple days ago, and it turned out to be a really good day. So
we had a little bit of drizzle this morning, but it really started to cooperate, got better and better as the day went on.
Yeah, it was great. It was real great. No complaints. It was a beautiful day, for sure.
Now let's talk about what you do. As I said, you're a DJ and music producer. What exactly do you do?
So I'm a music producer. I'm a touring DJ. Actually, this week I'm going to be at Daylight in Las Vegas. It's towards the end of pool season, so it's one of my last pool shows out there. I'm all over the country. You can check me out, djstevepowers.com, at djstevepowers on Instagram and all that stuff. I'm in the studio making music, working on an album with Max Landry, really grinding on that. And, last week I had a great show with Tiesto in New York, which turned out to be, one of those amazing moments again. Music's my life, and then besides my kids and my family, when I squeeze in some golf, that's kind of what I do. So it was interesting week, but anytime I can help support a great cause and get to play golf on the side, I'm all for it. So
yeah, let's talk about this. So
sure.
It's not the first time you've done a charity golf
tournament.
You've done others around the area or around the country?
There's one that we do every summer. It's Hampton Hills. They do it in the summer. It's my buddy Zev Narotsky's charity. And what they do is a lot of similar stuff. But today it was kind of, anytime you can help a cause, personally like Achilles, I think it's such a cool... It's not a normal thing to, represent and I think kind of gets overlooked, and Shiraz has kind of sold me on what they're about, and I think it's amazing, and Akil as well, but those guys are doing some great work, and I think it's amazing, and I'm really proud of all the stuff they've been able to achieve, and days like today where you see such a great turnout, and at such a beautiful place, it's amazing.
Yeah, we had about 60 golfers this year for the second annual. That's up from last year. They had 40 for the first one.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's getting bigger and bigger, I think.
Yeah, and they're going to have some more events and some other kind of things, it's amazing seeing the growth, and those are kind of things to me that, it takes a special person and to be involved with charities like that, and seeing what they're able to accomplish, I think is amazing, for sure.
So again, you said your work can be found on Spotify. That's
where
you find
me
it
out.
Most?
Yeah, Steve Powers on Spotify and on Instagram, DJ Steve Powers. You can find me everywhere, and hopefully be on your airwave soon, and check it out.
We'll try to catch some of your work.
Yeah.
All right, well, Steve, thanks for joining us. Hope you had a lot of fun today.
No, of course. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks
Take
for
care.
Joining us. Again, we've been speaking with Steve Powers, a DJ and music producer who travels nationwide, an avid golfer, one of the many participants here in today's second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf. Again, it's to benefit two charities, Manhattanville College and Achilles International. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and return with more right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from Englebrook Golf Club here in Lincolndale. We're here for the second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf to benefit two charities, Manhattanville College and Achilles International. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And remember, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook to Westchester Talk Radio. That's the place to go. Joining me now, my two latest guests. They represent one of the two fine charities represented here today at this day of golf. First of all, to the left of me is Eleanor Cox. She is director of chapter development. And to her right, or to her left rather, it's Richard Tromm. He is founder and president of Achilles International. Good to have you both with us today.
Thank you very much.
Good to be here.
Achilles International, I understand it's been around for over 30 years, Eleanor, is that right?
That's correct. It was founded in 1983.
And what exactly is Achilles International all about for those who may not be familiar with this charity?
Well, what we do is we team people with disabilities or differently abled people with able-bodied individuals to go for running events and mainstream running events. And also have triathlon, we have Achilles Kids, we have a special freedom team for wounded, ill, and injured military and veterans. So we do a lot of different things, but it's all centered around running and teamwork.
Yeah. Now, Richard, you're the founder of this, of Achilles International. Tell us about how this was that came about many years ago, over 30 years back.
Well, this goes back over 35 years ago. In 1976, I ran the New York City Marathon as an above-the-knee amputee. And I continued the run, and I got a tremendous amount out of it. And I thought it would be nice to share. So we set up a program to encourage other people with disabilities to participate in our sport. And the focus is on mainstream events and getting out there and having fun.
And again, it's geared toward not just the mainstream, but also it helps with disabilities, physical disabilities. I think we were talking to one of our guests earlier, even military personnel who may have some disabilities. That's where Achilles International also helps, yes, as well?
Well, we have a very, very large program. It's called the Freedom Team of Wounded Veterans. And during the last 13 years, we've had over 1,000 recently wounded veterans participate in our sport. So I had the honor of going down to Walter Reed for many years, seeing someone 6 weeks out of Afghanistan and asking the person if he was going to be running the New York City Marathon. And then we get them out, we get them into shape, and while they're undergoing rehabilitation, they have a place to go and a thing to do. So imagine somebody 1 year from the day of his leg lost competing in the New York City Marathon.
Okay. And let's get into the chapter development aspect of this, Eleanor. What exactly do you do in your role with that?
Okay, so when people come to New York City for the marathon, they see Achilles. We have a very big field of people wearing this yellow neon. And oftentimes they think, maybe I could take this to my hometown. And so they call me. I kind of coach them through. And there are certain characteristics that are common to all successful chapters. And we work towards those.
Now, in as far as your involvement with this particular golf outing, this is the second year, by the way, it's being done, but it's new for you this year. It's the first year your charity has
yes.
been involved. How did this all come about with Arch Global in terms of who approached each other?
Well, Shiraz, who is one of the co-founders of Arch Global Advisors, he brought Achilles in I believe that his co-founder, Akhil, brought Manhattanville College here last year. So now it's the two charities sharing the proceeds of this great outing, and we're just thrilled to be a part of it.
Yeah, and as we look around the room, we mentioned in addition to the fine golf we saw today, we also have a silent auction going on too,
yes.
which also benefits,
yes.
right?
Yes, it looks like it's going quite well.
Yeah, a lot of fine items there. Really something in it for everybody. And so do you feel like you're going to be more involved with Arch Global in the future for the next event or other events
I
down the road?
I certainly hope so. I mean, it would be wonderful if we could do this again and again. And, of course, Shiraz is one of our guides. He shows up. He comes to the workout. So he's actually, you know, not just in a monetary way of giving back, he actually gives of his time, and we really, really appreciate that.
If anybody would like more information about your organization, where can they contact you?
They can go to AchillesInternational.org, or they can call 212-354-0300 and ask for Ellie.
All right. Eleanor, Richard, thanks so much for joining us, and have a fun tonight, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Eleanor Cox. Again, she's Director of Chapter Development with Achilles International, and Richard Trom, who is the founder and president of the organization. Been around for over 35 years. That's very impressive. Thanks for joining us. Again, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from Englebrook Golf Club here in Lincolndale, against for the second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf to benefit both Achilles International and Manhattanville College. We're going to step aside and take a short break and be back with more right after this word.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital. You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Englebrook Golf Club in Lincolndale. We're here for the second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf to benefit two charities, Manhattanville College and Achilles International. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Mixmaster Matt Cahan. Just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest two guests, they represent one of the two charities represented here today, the aforementioned Manhattanville College. First of all, we have Julian Caulfield. She is athletic director, and to her right is Steve Sheridan. He's assistant athletic director. Thanks for both of you for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right, Julian, let's start with you. You are athletic director. Your thoughts on being involved with this Golf Classic today. It's the second year Manhattanville has been involved with Arch Global. Tell us about how that all got started.
So Nikhil Kumar and Akhil Kumar, his brother, are both alums of our program. They are both golfers while they're at Manhattanville, and tennis as well. So they are doing this on behalf of the alums. They are proud alumni, as I mentioned, and they started this this charity golf outing to benefit the Manhattanville Athletic Department.
And so against the second year that you've done this?
Yes, that's correct. So this is the second year, and we have probably doubled in size from last year, so we're really excited about the turnout today.
Yeah, we had about 60 golfers this year as opposed to 40 last year, so
right.
Certainly it's, again, a chance for Manhattanville to get a lot more visibility just about what you do working closely with this event.
Exactly, and we were able to put our student-athletes out on the course, so both our men's and women's golfers and some of our men's hockey team as well were out on the course hitting some shots, making some money selling some raffle tickets, so it was a good opportunity for them to kind of network and also, you know, get to meet a bunch of new people.
All right, Steve, let's bring you in. Steve, again, is the assistant athletic director. What exactly does your job entail? I know she's athletic director, but as the assistant, what is your daily job?
Well, for myself, this is more up my alley. I work the communications office, you know, the communications department, basically the athletic department. So I was out today taking photos, meeting with people, doing all the communications aspects of Manhattanville Athletics, and you know, and other things. You know, I run the website. We do our broadcasting service. We do about 150 games for a year. We do video broadcasts for, obviously, our website, govaliance.com, which is a huge avenue for our fans, for alums, for recruits. So basically all the communications aspects, public relations aspects, dealing with media that go through Manhattanville Athletics is something that comes through me.
Now, again, this event is specifically for the athletic department that this benefits, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and how much money, I don't know how much money they raised last year, but how much money was expected to be raised from this year's event, from what you know?
I think that we will more than double, probably quadruple what we made last year, not only from just the registration fees, but again, our kids out on the course, beating the pro, beating the student athlete, selling those raffle tickets, selling our mulligans. So the silent auction behind us here also seems to be going great. So I think that we are learning from our experiences last year and have really increased the amount of money that we're going to bring in this year.
And we're talking about scholarships as one aspect you would have the money for?
No, not necessarily, because we're Division III. Right. So we don't have athletic scholarships. This money is going to go towards our facilities. We're building brand new tennis courts. We're building brand new turf field with a bubble, and also making improvements to our baseball field as well. So this money is really going to go towards our facilities and helping our student athletes in that aspect of their experience at Manhattanville.
In other words, enhance what you already have on the campus right now for athletics?
Enhance and rebuild, kind of. The tennis courts are brand new. We're starting our tennis program starting next fall. So that is a brand new program. And also we're looking to add some more sports and help increase the enrollment of the institution.
Any kind of sports in particular you're looking at maybe to add down the road here?
I mean, I personally think that men's volleyball is probably the next sport to add. Our conference is big on it. We're in the MAC conference, and they're big on adding men's volleyball. And we have women's volleyball. So to me, it really seems like the next no-brainer sport to kind of bring into the institution.
Well, they say sports is the other half of education. I mean, yeah, it's more than just hitting the books. I mean, there are student athletes out there. I mean, not necessarily for sports as a career, but kind of as a stepping stone, because sports is a really good teacher for life.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a case. I mean, I talk to a lot of our athletes, and they say, despite the fact that their day is very structured based on practicing every day, some kids are up at 6 a.m. practicing early in the morning before going to class. But I think a lot of our student athletes, they enjoy the structure. They need that structure in their life. And if they didn't have a sport to go along with their academic pursuits, you know, they wouldn't necessarily know what to do with themselves during the day.
So I mean, sports teaches you so many things. It teaches you about teamwork and responsibility and discipline, all those things you have to learn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you sound like a spokesperson for the NCAA. That's what they
well,
say.
I'm a student athlete myself, I guess.
And yeah, I mean, it's something that I think our athletes get a lot of things. They do things really well. I think they do very well academically. That's one thing that we really pride ourselves on, our student athletes having a GPA over 3.2 every semester. So they succeed on the field, but they also succeed in the classroom as well.
All right, good deal. Julian, Steve, thanks so much for joining us. Have fun tonight, okay?
Great, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Julian Caulfield and Steve Sheridan, again, athletic director and assistant athletic director, respectively, for Manhattanville College, one of the two charities represented here for this second annual Arch Global Day of Golf. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Englebrook Golf Club here in Lincolndale. We're here for the second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf to benefit two charities today, Manhattanville College and Achilles International. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Nice to have you with us here today. Just a reminder, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
That's right, Matty Kahan. Just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my two latest guests, two more of the participants in this day of golf. First of all, we have Jeremy Hill. He is with Acadia Realty, and they are located here in Westchester. Also, Brett Williams with Cole Capital. They're located out of New York City, and they had a chance to hit the links today. Good to have you gentlemen with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You too. Let's start with you, Jeremy. How's your game today? Did you enjoy the golf course? You've been here before, I understand, yes?
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of playing here before, and thankfully I brought three other players that carried me along. So it was a good time, though. We had a great time out there. The course is beautiful.
Well, we should mention, by the way, Englebrook was named one of the 16th. It's the 16th best golf course in the state, named by Golf Digest. We want to just get that out there. How do you find the course? Was it very challenging? How did it look to you?
For a guy like myself, it's a challenging course, absolutely. So it's a good time, though. It looks beautiful.
And Brett, this is your first time playing here. What do you think of Englebrook?
First time playing, great course, fast greens. The pin placements today were really tough, and just like Jeremy, my team carried me as well. But it was a great event.
I guess you two tied with the same score you told me earlier.
An honest one under, absolutely.
One under, 71.
Under, you were both under par?
Absolutely.
You did. So which was stronger, the back night or the front night? Which was the better?
The back, actually, I think we did. We played even the whole way through, and then the front we were up and down. So the back we played consistently on.
You did.
Back nine as well. We had three birdies on the back.
All right. Well, Jeremy, as I said, you were the Acadia Realty. Exactly, what did they do?
So Acadia Realty is a real estate company. We own regional shopping centers throughout the tri-state region. And one of the shopping centers that sponsored the event today is located just outside of Mount Kisco, the Bedford Green Shopping Center. So they sponsored the event. And we have a number of tenants that actually helped sponsor the event as well today. Massage Envy, Vine & Co., and our hair salon there, Paolo's Atierli. Sorry for messing that one up a little bit, but great hair salon down there. They do a great job.
Now, Brett, let's talk about Cole Capital. Exactly what is that business all about?
Cole Capital is a net lease corporation that builds real estate investment trusts for clients all over the United States. We buy domestic real estate, traditionally triple and double net lease real estate that investors can accomplish somewhere around a 6% dividend over the course of a 5-year period.
How would you describe the real estate market? It's been up and down a lot, especially since the end of the recession. Is it still challenging out there for you?
Well, it's actually doing really well right now. We're fortunate to be able to find really good opportunities in the secondary and tertiary markets, and we partner with Arch Global Advisors, and we've been fortunate over the course of the last better part of 10 years to average close to 9% for clients at Arch Global Advisors based on that type of strategy.
It's a partnership. You're working hand in hand with them closely, right?
Absolutely. So we've been fortunate. They've invested in multiple programs, multiple strategies over the years, and we've just been fortunate to be able to have a conservative strategy that's weathered the storm even through the recession that you referenced.
And you said it is getting better for you now.
Oh, it's been a great buying opportunity since 2009.
Okay. And Jeremy, again, I think you talked about it earlier. Again, several shopping centers you're involved with, again, mainly around the area, right?
Absolutely. We're in the tri-state region. We're also in the Chicago region. We're down in the Mid-Atlantic region. But we are very similar to Cole Capital. Acadia Realty is a real estate investment trust company, and we invest in very similar assets that Cole works with.
All right. Jeremy, Brett, thanks so much for joining us. I hope you have a pleasant day and a very good evening.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Once again, we've been speaking with Jeremy Hill and Britt Williams, again, our two guests, both hit the links today here at Engelbert Golf Club in Lincolndale for the second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf. Again, it benefits two charities, Manhattanville College and also Achilles International. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Engelbert Golf Club here in Lincolndale. We're here for the second annual Arch Global Advisors Day of Golf to benefit two charities, Manhattanville College and Achilles International. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Yes, indeed it is, Matt Kay. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, our final guest for the day, he is the general manager of this fine golf club here at Englebrook. He is Matthew Sullivan. And, Matthew, good to have you with us here. Your thoughts on this fine event today? I thought it went really, really well.
I can't get over the feedback we got, particularly about the golf course, the conditioning of the golf course today. You know, I've shown up here 6 days a week for 12 years, and honestly, I can't wait to get in here tomorrow and throw my bag over my shoulder and head out there and play a few holes myself. So tremendous enthusiasm from the group here today.
This is the second annual event, as we said, for Arch Global, but the first time that they've been here at this particular golf course. And again, as we mentioned earlier in the show, Matthew, the 16th best golf course in the state, named by Golf Digest. That's quite an honor.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think when I was approached by the gentleman at Arch Global, you know, their goal was to really come up with a venue that would have a lot of cachet. So they were looking to get people's attention with their invitation, a prestigious club that most of the field today had never played. So I think that was a real draw for their event. They grew the field significantly from last year, and they're already penciling in some dates for next year. So obviously the group really responded to the golf course, and great group. We loved having them, really moved by Achilles International, and I've had a lot of fun talking to the different athletes from Manhattanville College today as well.
So having been the GM, so I mean, have there been other charity golf events before besides this one?
Yeah, we see quite a few. Like most private clubs, we are open Tuesday to Sunday, closed on Mondays, but open to outside groups. So other than client entertainment, I think about half the Monday events we see do raise funds for some very worthwhile causes. So it's makes it an extra pleasure to host a group like that.
What makes this golf course so special, Matthew? I mean, as I said, you've gotten great feedback. The golfers we've talked with today said they were very pleased about having a chance to play this course, the challenges it presents. What makes this golf course so beautiful?
Yeah, you know, our developers set out to build an award-winning club. So, number one, they identified the very best designer at the time, so the legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr., who was at an advanced age in his mid-80s at the time and actually wound up closing his practice with two holes left to go. So we have the very last golf course designed by Trent Jones Sr., who did 500 courses in 40 states and 35 countries. We feel we're left to hold a destined to hold a special place, not really metropolitan area-wise, but really worldwide. We also feature the very first clubhouse by a world-renowned postmodern architect named Robert A.M. Stern. He's the Dean of Architecture at Yale University, has done numerous iconic buildings in and around the New York area, and mostly this amazing 240-acre site. 240 acres is basically twice as much land as you need, even for a championship-caliber golf course. So this is one very big, bold piece of property. Even on the rare days the golf course is crowded, our members and their guests feel like they have every single hole to themselves. Every hole is encased as its own entity. And I really think this is one of those rare places you play where, you know, golfers will go home tonight, look at their scorecard, still be able to picture most of the holes they played here today. The golf course is not all that challenging off the tee. The fairways are wide open with this much acreage, but the green complex are the equalizers. Big greens, well protected, a lot of movement. So it's just a blast to play. You can pull your driver 14 times, hit it a little bit left, hit it a little bit right, still find it. And it gets a lot more interesting once you get on the green complexes.
Well, if anybody would like more information about your fine golf course, where can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can dial us up on the web at anglebrookgc.com, as in golfclub.com, or they can call the main number here, which is 914-245-5588.
All right, Matthew Sullivan, General Manager of Anglebrook, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations, a very successful day for you.
Pleasure to share some time with you, and we look forward to seeing the group again next year.
We certainly hope so. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Matthew Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen, joining us, the general manager for Anglebrook. And that's going to do it for this segment for Westchester Talk Radio. We want to thank all those who helped us here. First of all, our crew, our engineer, Matty Kay, and Mixmaster Matt, we call him. What a great job he does, our engineer extraordinaire, helping him produce this show. Andrew Castellano, our boss at Shark Media, Shark Creative, thanks so much for you for putting all these wonderful events together. Thanks to all of our guests who helped us out today, all day long. And we thank you as well, the listener, because without you, radio would not be great. Thanks so much for joining us as well. Once again, this has been Westchester Talk Radio. Just a reminder, we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wart Burke, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
It always is. Thank you, Matt. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. My name is Jim Cleefield. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great rest of the day and week. We'll see you again next time. Take care.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.